Before we crack on with today's episode, I just want to remind you of the Stylish Study Stationery Range, designed to help you get the top grades. Utilizing study methods that actually work, getting our students from fails to A stars. Head to stylishstudy.com/shop to get your hands on our stylish and sustainable grade boosting stationery today and make this year your most successful yet. Oh, and there's free shipping on all orders over £20. So you know you want to. Head to stylishstudy.com/shop. Hello everyone, I've been practicing my rise and shine before today's episode and I'm gonna regret doing that for you guys, but you know, it is what it is. Hello everyone and welcome back to the Stylish Study Show. Today we are going to be talking all about how to stay focused, how to be successful and secure those A stars or eights and nines this year with these strategies. We are still on the back to school vibe. We are days away, moments away, if you will. Some people may have even gone back already for sort of induction days, etc., etc., which if you have, let me know how it's gone. I would love to hear how everything has been going for you. But yeah, we're going to be talking all about strategies that you can put into place this year, because what do we love more than something that's actually going to help us out? And hopefully you can implement them this year and get your best ever grades. Because wouldn't that be nice? Wouldn't that be? Welcome to the Stylish Study Show. I'm your host, Ella Harmony, the founder of Stylish Study. This is the podcast for the students who want to achieve their dream grades, have a clear guide to success, and level up to live their best life. I myself went from being miserable with failing grades to reaching my full potential and getting A stars. Today, I'm here to share with you everything I learned along the way, so let's dive straight into this episode. First thing we're going to talk about is goals. Now, have you ever heard the expression of failure to plan is planning to fail? I love a good plan. I always write out my to-do list for the next day to make sure that I know what to do before I even get started. And that's a great tip. That's the first tip. Write that down, guys. Planning. And planning the day before. I've kind of got a little bit ahead of myself, but goals. We need to know what our goals are. So you can set them for this year, you can set them for this term, you can set them for the week, and you can set them for the day. And I would really, really recommend actually having an overall year goal. Now, this isn't something to get too caught up on, and if you don't reach it, then you're going to beat yourself up and you're going to feel really bad about yourself and never let yourself live it down, like blah 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 blah. That's not what setting a goal is for. The reason why we set goals is just to kind of keep ourselves accountable and keep ourselves on track, because as much as we need to be being kind to ourselves and being our own best friend, we also do need to stay accountable, because if we don't, we will literally just stay in bed and watch Netflix all day. And, you know, like, that's great sometimes, but life's about balance. And it's about keeping yourself accountable. And having a goal just means your bigger picture. So have your goals, and that is how we're going to plan for success. So, for example, we've probably all heard it by now, but if you haven't, my goal for the end of my A-levels, so I set this goal around spring of my first year of sick form. So you do 2 years of sick form. I set it around spring of my first year of sick form, when I realized, okay, like I'm really boosting my grades. I think at that point I was getting probably like C's and D's, and I was like, you know what, like my goal was just to like feel proud of my grades, and my goal was to kind of like get B's and stuff, but I'm gonna go for like 3 A's. And then, like, I know, like we've already said before, I surpassed it and I got 2 A's and an A star. So having that goal was really like the icing of the cake for results day, because I was like, oh my god, like my goal, like I've surpassed it. Like, it wasn't just a sort of like, oh yeah, like I'm happy with that, but I could have done better, but I also could have done worse. I was like, wow, I had a goal and now I've completed it. It was like a real sense of satisfaction. Now, there is cause to say that you should set SMART goals, which it means that basically you can measure them, and they're reasonable, and like attainable and all of those things, and there's a time frame. So I would have a look into SMART goals. We have a training on that actually inside the Success Academy, which if you want to check out, head to stylishstudy.com and tap on the Success Academy button at the top, and that will take you straight to that, so you can have a little look at that. But I would really recommend planning your goals. And this doesn't have to be a result, because sometimes actually a result can be a little bit negative and a little bit kind of cutthroat. So if I hadn't have reached those 3 A's, then I would have felt kind of disappointed in myself and I would have felt like I hadn't done enough. The other way that you can set a goal, if you're someone that actually shies away from goals like that, I had a period of time after sick form where I really shied away from setting goals like that because it just felt too much for me. I actually set more habitual routine goals. This was something that really helped me get out of my super bad phase that I went into this time last year, where things just really, really were not popping off for me for multiple different reasons. So I actually, yeah, used more habitual goals, which I actually learned from Julia Sinclair, who she's a habit expert and coach, and she actually created a masterclass for us inside the Success Academy, which again you can head over to our website and click the Success Academy button to hear more about. But she was on about, yeah, like creating these more habitual goals. So for example, your goal is to get better grades. Maybe you still put that as sort of like a 3A goal, but you can't just say you want 3 A's and then just get it. You're kind of thinking about, okay, what actually needs to go into this to get the 3 A's? So you need to be revising, for example, maybe a couple of hours a night. You need to be constantly checking in with yourself and looking at how you can improve. Maybe you need to actually start writing your flashcards properly and make sure you have one word on the front and then the definition on the back, the explanation on the back, whatever it is. Those are more habitual goals that you can put in. And once you achieve those actions, those steps, then actually that sort of more defined goal that is more set in stone, that is very black or white of I've either achieved this or I haven't, is then coming closer to you. But it's easier than just setting that end goal. So it's kind of essentially planning to achieve that goal, but then having those steps as micro goals, I guess, and focusing on them rather than focusing on the bigger picture until either you get a bit closer to that bigger picture or you achieve that bigger picture, really. And I guess that's kind of what I subconsciously did, because I didn't set my AAA goal until, like I said, the spring of sick form, when I realized that I was getting better grades and I realized actually maybe that is achievable. I kind of just had the goal of overall just, yeah, like to be proud of myself and to be happy. But once I realized that actually I was getting kind of close to that, and probably within the year that I had left, I could actually ramp up my grades now and do the icing on the cake and really perfect it within that year, because things were going well for me. That's when I set that more like defined yes or no, black or white, you've either hit it or you haven't, goal. So I think that that's actually a very good way to have your goals for the year. So if you want to start off the year with saying, I'm going to do 2 hours of revision a night, or I'm going to do 90 minutes of focused work, or I'm going to wake up an hour earlier to do 60 minutes of work or homework before I go to school, anything like that, that's more of like a habitual goal, I think personally will work better for your goal setting this year, especially if you don't have anything predefined. Like before you're listening to this episode, if you don't have a goal that's already defined, I would go for that kind of habitual goal. Be much easier to keep and you will feel like on track of it. And it's a goal for every single day. So you either hit it or you don't every single day. But keeping that habit up will obviously then impact for your big goal. But I would definitely still say to like dream big, have those bigger goals, because ultimately that's going to keep you inspired and motivated. So if you are trying to get those A's because you want to go to med school and you want to become a doctor, have that up on your vision board and still keep that goal in mind so that you stay motivated. Another thing for a successful year is your friends. This is a very interesting topic, and one that I could do like a whole episode on. So let me know whether you'd like to talk about your vibe and your tribe. I know I have already kind of touched on this before, but your vibe really is creating your tribe, and your tribe will then impact your vibe. So it works both ways around. Basically, what I'm saying is the way you portray yourself to the world will impact who becomes your friend, and the way that you like hang out and associate with people will impact your impression on the world. So it's a very circular kind of cycle, but it really is very important. So essentially, One of the strategies that I would be having to stay focused, be successful, and secure A-stars this year is having a good group of people around you. This is one of those goals and one of those things in life where you're having to put your higher self above your current self, above your present self. And it's very, very challenging. It can be very, very difficult, especially if you're enjoying their company, but you know that it's not helping you out. That's when you're kind of like in that sort of moral, not moral dilemma, but you're kind of in, you feel very stuck between a rock and a hard place because you want to be friends with them because you find it fun, but you also know that actually that's going to impact you now, which is going to impact you in your future, and you don't want to go down that path that maybe they are. So it's kind of creating that balance of, I can still be friends with those people, but I need to keep them at an arm's reach because I can't have this energy around me like during the week, otherwise it's going to impact my work. But when I'm free at the weekend, like, I can still hang out with those people, like, that's fine. Like, they are my social friends, they're not people that are aligned with my future, and that's fine because not everyone is going to be the same. Like, honestly, really not everyone is going to be the same, but you can still be friends with them. I'm not going to tell you cut off people that do not want to study and cut off people that are not this and not that, because I think actually it's very unhealthy to be in an echo chamber of people that want the same thing all the time. Of course, it is lovely to have a group of people that want exactly the same thing as you, but I'm saying don't let them be your only friends, because I think that we always talk about sort of knowledge being power. Especially in education, like, the more you know, the more you can grow. But I think having those other influences from other people is a really great thing. But it's not a great thing if those people are dragging you down, they're zapping your energy from you, they're actually not making you feel good as a person, and they're actually putting you in scenarios where it's just toxic. That's when I'm going to tell you it's about your self-growth and your self-worth and just living a nicer life without those people. So if they are, like I said at the start, if they are great friends to you, but they're just not on the same wavelength, you can still see them, of course. But it's about having that balance. But if they're people that really are just not nice to you, they're getting involved with things that you don't want to be part of. I know at this age, there's a lot of drinking, maybe even drugs happening. If you don't want to be part of that, that is time for you to like put your foot down and actually be like, okay, that's not me, that's not what I want to do. And I promise you, you will find groups of other people that are exactly the same as you, because I know it will feel like everyone wants to do that, but there'll be a massive group of people that also don't want to do that and also are just not into that and also want to do well and will get you and will get your vibe. And from cutting yourself off from those people, you will then find your tribe once you start projecting the person that you actually want to be instead of trying to fit into the box of those people. That's why I was saying it's quite circular, because the person that you show up as is going to attract like-minded people, but those like-minded people are also going to affect the vibe that you then put out into the world. So sometimes it is really just about being like, okay, what is more important to me? What is my priorities? And prioritizing that. And just making sure that you're just doing the healthiest thing for you. Because sometimes friendships can be unhealthy. And sometimes relationships are not healthy. And it's really about just trying to work out what is my priority. And sometimes it's going to be really difficult, but I promise in the end, you'll look back and you'll thank yourself for it. We've kind of talked about a couple of practical strategies, but let's talk about some techniques now. I know that's what you guys are really here for. You're really wanting to dive in deep into those techniques that are really going to help you out. So the first one we're going to talk about is Cornell. Please make sure you are doing Cornell notes this year. I literally cannot tell you right now how many people I get message me on study, basically daily, being like, oh my goodness, this has completely changed my life. My grades have never been healthier. I have never had so much more extra time. I've never been able to revise and actually retain the information like I have when I've done Cornell. So that is me putting it out there to you to just start Cornell notes. Essentially, it's a note-taking technique where you split up the page, and we have a video of it on over in the Success Academy. We have a whole masterclass on the Success Academy, and we also have a Cornell template that you can download, or you can purchase the notebook over at stylishdaddy.com/shop. But really, if you're looking to get into those top grades, I really would suggest looking at Cornell, because it just helps you condense, pick out the right information, just, yeah, propel you forward to the next level. Cuts out a lot of the faff, and honestly, you're already going to thank me. Moving on from kind of taking your notes is organising your notes. Now, this is something that I haven't actually talked about for a little while, but it is still as important as ever, and this is going to be organising your notes by exam, not by date or what you've done in class or the prettiest page at the front. Organise your notes by exam. If you don't know what I'm talking about by this, this is definitely covered again in the Success Academy Masterclass on note-taking and exam planning. But essentially, you're going to want to look at your specification, and you're going to want to organise your notes by whatever topics are in whatever exam, because that means that mentally you're thinking about exams and getting into the exam game and the exam strategy, but also when you come to revise, everything will be neatly organised, you'll know exactly where to look, and you won't be faffing about learning about something that's on exam 3 when you've actually got a mock for exam 1 tomorrow. Keep that mental space open, guys, and please organise by exam. The next thing I've got written down is your revision plan and your exam plan. I know I just touched upon this really briefly. You are going to want to start revising pretty much from October. I would say September, but they kind of normally faff around a little bit in September, and you're kind of just either recapping what you did last year or getting into the swing of things. Yeah, we all know the drill of what happens in September. It's maybe not the most academic month. Definitely from October, start creating a revision plan, going over things, testing yourself, looking at the specification, ensuring that you know exactly what you need to go over, putting your notes into Cornell so that then you can easily revise from them, creating those flashcards, creating revision resources, all of those things that if you keep up with it as you go along, which I know is sometimes easier said than done, but actually, I don't want to toot my own horn, but I did actually in the second year of sixth form, once I kind of worked this out, did manage to actually pretty much do, and I did it as basically my revision, really, just creating the resources and then going over them as I needed to, and just that constant repetition, having that information constantly in my brain, going over it so many times, I cannot tell you how much that helped me memorize things. Because your brain, there's a chart online that you can quickly Google, and I think it's called like the memorization cycle, or like it's something to do with that, and basically it's like a chart, and it goes up and you remember it for a tiny little bit, and then the second time you see it, you remember it for a little bit more. Third time you see it, you remember it for longer, and then until I think it's like probably like the fifth or something exposure, then it actually goes into your long-term memory. If you are just constantly seeing things once and expecting to know them after that first time, that is not going to work this year. Please, please, please revise as you go on, and have your exam plan waiting. This isn't something that we need to stress about right now, unless you have mocks at Christmas, which I would really suggest you creating your exam plan as soon as you get into that new school year. There is a whole masterclass on how to do that in the Success Academy, but essentially it's just gonna be creating that blueprint to ensure that you've covered everything, to ensure you know actually how to play the exam game. Like I said before, the exam game is more than 50% really of the actual overall marks that you're going to score for that exam. It really, really is key. Again, something that we cover inside the Success Academy, and I really don't want you guys to miss out on this course if you don't have any idea what I'm talking about. So I really, really am going to stress to check out the Success Academy over on stylishdaddy.com, because this is really going to be where you're going to pick up those extra marks. And like I said before, exams at the end of the day aren't always about knowledge. You probably have enough knowledge. It's just actually applying them and putting it down on the paper correctly. Knowing your timings, knowing your specification, and knowing the blueprint really to follow, and how to actually fix grades, kind of like a grade first aid kit, if you will. And yeah, the exam plan, super, super important. And then last but not least, learning how to revise, learning your techniques, learning your note-taking methods, your organisation methods, your habits, how to work smarter, not harder, how to actually have good mental health, because at the end of the day, if your mental health is poor, your work is also going to suffer. And that is sort of like an unfortunate thing that happens with mental health. Like, I've been there so many times before. And I know that when I'm at my happiest, my work is like its best. And there are so many things that we can do to actually look after our mental health that I really want to, yeah, just help you guys out with all of that and everything. As well as like your revision techniques, planning for the future, UCAS applications as well, if you've got them this year, because that's going to be a key part, learning how to get into the next step, dream careers, all of that good stuff. And again, this is all covered inside our Success Academy, which is where you can go and get all of our courses. And don't forget that the first 20 people to sign up and use the code podcast will get you £5 off your first month, but only the next 20 people. And this offer is going to end very, very soon. Last week, we maxed out the 20 people and we didn't have any left after the first couple of hours. So if you are thinking about joining the Success Academy to make this year your best year, use the code podcast at checkout as soon as you've stopped listening to this episode, because I promise it's like it's gone. So the Success Academy, you can go and find out all the information on our website, but I really do want to stress that is where you will get the best results this year, as all of our other students, like, they are bossing it now, getting into their dream colleges, dream unis. Laura had 3 A's last year. I think actually she had 2 A stars and an A. She's killing the game. So yeah, if you've had a great experience with the Success Academy, I'd love to hear from you. And as always, if you enjoyed this episode, please, please, please leave us a review. Helps us out more than you would ever know. Just means that we get pushed up higher in the Apple Podcasts suggestions. And if you have a study buddy that is struggling, please, please, please send this to them so they can hear all about what they need to do next year to be their most successful self. We want to help as many people as we can on Stylish Study, so doing that really helps our cause. I hope you guys have enjoyed this episode, and as always, I'm wishing you the best of luck for next
year. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I really hope you enjoyed it. Let us know what you think by leaving us a review, and for more fun, make sure you follow us on our socials at stylishstudy_ and head to stylishstudy.com/free-ebook. That's stylishstudy.com/free-ebook for your free guide to grade boosting success. Catch you next week.